Visit langia.com to access the transcript, translations, explanations, and flashcards.
Let's start with the episode.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of our Beginner English podcast.
It's great to be with you today. We're going to talk about something very helpful, crafting your personal growth plan.
That sounds a little big, but don't worry. It just means thinking about how you can become a better you. Not a totally different person, just a slightly improved version. Like maybe you want to drink more water each day, or read a little every day before you sleep.
Exactly. It's about taking small steps to make your life a little better and happier. We'll show you how to start this simple journey. I once tried to grow a giant pumpkin, but it just became a small, sad orange ball. So planning for growth is really important, even for pumpkins.
Haha, good point. Planning helps a lot. Today, we'll talk about what a personal growth plan is, how to choose what to improve in your own life, and how to make a simple plan that you can actually follow. It will be easy to understand, I promise.
That sounds wonderful. Let's start with the very beginning.
Let's start with the basics. What is personal growth? Think of it like this. A seed grows into a plant, right? It starts small, and then it gets bigger and stronger. Personal growth is like that for you. It means you learn new things, you try new habits, and you become a little bit better over time. It is a slow and steady process.
Yes, it's about improving yourself in different parts of your life. It could be your health, like trying to walk more. It could be your knowledge, like learning new facts. It could be about your work, or even how you talk to people and make friends. It's not about being perfect, because nobody is perfect. It is about making small, positive changes that help you feel good.
For example, if you want to be healthier, personal growth could mean walking for 15 minutes a day, maybe in the morning or evening. Or if you want to learn more, it could mean reading one new short article each week about something you like. These are small, easy steps.
The important thing is that you choose what to grow. It's your plan for your life. Nobody else tells you what to do. There is no pressure from anyone else, just positive steps that you choose for yourself. It is your journey.
Yes, it is all about you and what you want to achieve.
So, how do you decide what to grow? It's easier than you think. Find a quiet moment, maybe for just 5 minutes, and ask yourself, what is one small thing I want to change or make better in my life?
Don't think about big, difficult things at first. Think small.
You can think about different areas in your life. For example, your daily habits, like waking up a little earlier, or going to bed a little earlier, or your skills, like trying to cook a new simple dish, or learning how to fix something small in your home, or your well-being, like taking more breaks during the day, or listening to calming music, or even your environment, like keeping your room tidy for a few minutes each day.
That's right. Don't make a long list. Just pick one or two small things that feel easy and good for you. For instance, maybe you always wanted to draw a little bit, so you could try to draw one simple shape each day. Or maybe you want to learn to say thank you in another language, just one new word.
It can also be something very simple, something that takes only a minute or two. Like drinking a glass of water first thing in the morning when you wake up, or smiling at a stranger you meet during your day. These small things can make a big difference over time for your mood and your day. Write them down if you can. Just a simple sentence so you remember your idea.
Yes, remember to keep it simple and personal. What truly matters to you? What makes you happy? Or what helps you feel better? That is your best guide.
Now you have one or two ideas. Great! The next step is to make a super simple action plan. Remember, we are talking about small, small steps, not big jumps.
For each idea, think, what is the smallest thing I can do this week to start? For example, if you want to read more, don't say, I will read 5 books this week. That is too much. Instead, say, I will read for 10 minutes 2 times this week. That sounds much easier, right?
Exactly. If you want to be more organized, your step could be clean my desk for 5 minutes every day. Or if you want to be healthier, eat 1 extra fruit each day at lunch or dinner. These are very easy things that you can do quickly.
The key is to make it so easy that you can't say no. It should feel simple, not like a big task. And if you miss a day, it's totally okay. Don't worry. Just start again tomorrow. This plan is for you, so be kind to yourself and don't give up.
Small, consistent steps are much, much better than big, difficult steps that you can't keep up with. It is better to do a little bit every day than to try a lot once and then stop.
So, today we talked about crafting your personal growth plan, making small, positive changes in your life. It's an exciting journey.
Remember, first, understand that personal growth is about becoming a slightly better you, learning and improving over time.
Second, choose one or two small things you want to improve in your life. Think about what makes you happy or healthier.
And third, make a very simple plan. Choose one small action you can do this week for each goal. Start small, stay positive, and be kind to yourself.
Thank you for listening and learning with us on our Beginner English podcast. We hope this helps you grow and find more happiness.
Yes, keep learning, keep growing. See you next time. Get the transcript, flashcards, explanation, and more on langia.com.